Numion opened his eyes and touched one of his fingers to the wound that had nearly blinded him. It still hurt, the memory of it and what it reminded him of more than the actual pain. The trek from the aqueduct, after they had met up with Pergellan, Hriach and the human, was a cheerless one. Shenra had been a long-standing comrade, and despite his irascible nature, had forged strong allies. Both Ironhand and Raven had bonded with him in their own way. It was hard to hear of his death, even though they all knew what his sacrifice meant. Dakarai, too, would not see another dawn, nor Ukraba, and grief for them was worsened by the knowledge that the Salamanders had both been able warriors, and that their small company had dwindled still further. When Numion had told Grammaticus of their decision to finally aid him, the human had greeted the news with a grim resolve, as if he knew this would happen, or perhaps resented what would have to come next. "What made you change your mind?" he had asked.
"Hope, faith, this."
Numion had presented Grammaticus with the spear, but only shown it to him.
"It stays with me until we can get you off-world," he had said, sheathing it in his scabbard. "And where will you go?"
"I don't know yet. Those instructions won't be given until I'm safely off Traoris." The conversation had ended there, as Numion had gone to consult with Pergellan on how they would approach an assault on a heavily guarded spaceport. Using the fire arc was immediately discounted. Since the commencement of the bizarre storm that kept Ranos smothered in darkness and filled the sky with variegated lightning, there had been no communication with the ship. For all they knew, it was already destroyed. Several amongst the surviving legionaries had suggested as much until Numion had silenced them. He had lied to Grammaticus. It wasn't hope that drove them on, nor was it faith. It was defiance and a refusal to give in when the possibility of achieving something of meaning still existed, even if that thing were merely vengeance. With his last words, Skatarvar had sworn him to that promise, and Numion meant to keep it. They all did. Away from the heart of the urban sprawl, the city thinned out and became less of a warren. Tall stacks gave way to smaller, blister-like habs and outpost stations. Here were the storm watchers, the men and women charged with the dangerous duty of watching the lightning fields and the ash wastes that kept each of the eight cities apart. Even across the grey deserts surrounding Ranos, the lightning had changed. It struck more fiercely, with greater frequency, carving scorched black rifts in the earth, as if nature itself were being wounded by the word-bearer's ritual. The spaceport squatted on a flat plateau, raised a few hundred meters above the cityscape itself. From the outflow and the aqueduct in the valley beneath, the legionaries and their human cargo had headed towards the port, hoping to find a route off the planet for Grammaticus. They had skirted the edge of the plateau, neglecting the roads, for they were well watched. They had come low through the tributaries spat out from the sewers and found themselves arriving close to the spaceport's borders and looking up at its iron-grey towers and desolate landing apron. Like the gnarled creatures of childhood myth, Numion and his shattered company crouched beneath a large, partially collapsed bridge, the man-made ditch it spanned dry and dead. On the bridge and beyond it, the strip of Ranos roadway was dead to all forms of traffic. A civilian half-track and a couple of heavier freight loaders cut forbidding skeletons with their chassis burned out and black. Smoke had long ceased rising from their metal carcasses. Here, at the spaceport, the word-bearer's wrath had fallen first and fallen hardest. No vessel could be allowed to escape and raise alarm. The 17th Legion had massacred everyone and everything including vehicles. Numion was hidden by shadows and the ignorance of the enemies as he surveyed through his scope. On a slab beside him were his weapons, the rest of his ammunition, and the sigil. He heard Leodrak approach and saw him pick up the hammer icon that had once belonged to their Primarch, and would perhaps again.
"Do you believe it?" Numion asked, putting the scope down.
Around him, dispersed along the underside of the bridge and concealed by its overhang, the last of his shattered company made ready for their final hours. All remaining weapons and ammunition had been collected and redistributed to ensure every legionary could fight to his maximum efficacy. At one time, it would have been Domados' task, but the Iron Hand was gone, and so Kigorsi had taken on his mantle as quartermaster. They had lost Shenra, too, and many others who should have seen a better end. Numion owned that, all of it. He would carry that to his pyre.
"That Vulcan lives," Numion clarified.
"I said the words, did I not?" said Leodrak, handing back the sigil. "Still trying to fathom its mysteries, Artellus?" Numion glanced at the hammer, at the gemstone fashioned into the cross-section.
"Ever since I took it from the battlefield. But I am at a loss, I'm afraid. Much of Vulcan's craft is beyond my understanding. It is a device of some kind, not merely ornamental."